Wij doen altijd, tenminste als er wat leuk is in de MediaMatic fabriek, een gesprekje met de kunstenaar ter plaatse. En het leuke aan de MediaMatic is, ze doen niet alleen kunst, maar ze doen ook heel veel dingen met wetenschap. En een van die activiteiten vindt morgen plaats en dat is de Biotalk, waar je kunt leren over het seksgedrag van planten. Maar ook hoe je bepaalde processen onder de grond zichtbaar kan maken. En dat doe je door, door als het ware de plantendeeltjes te verlichten. En ik heb aan de telefoon degene die er alles over weet. En dat is een Engelse onderzoeker. Dus we gaan nu door in het Engels. Good morning, Matt.
Well, good morning, Fedders.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And can you, I just introduced the MediaMatic Biotalk a little bit, but can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Dr. Matthew Whiteside. I'm a researcher at the VU here in Amsterdam, the Free University. And I started as a chemist, but slowly migrated into biology. And now I incorporate a lot of neat techniques that we use in many other fields, specifically chemistry and medical sciences, to answer interesting questions in ecology.
Because one of these questions you're trying to answer, I guess, require you to basically be able to visualize what's going on under the ground. And I understand you use now chemical techniques to do that. So exactly what do you do?
Absolutely. So if you think about the soil, it's dark, it's opaque. We know very little about it. If you look at current climate models, most of them just call the soil a black box. So meaning that they don't know exactly what's going on under there, just something is going on. So it's been traditionally very difficult to study. A lot of these questions that we address have been asked for, something like 120 years. People have been wondering about a lot of these questions. So the problem with that is, if you can imagine, is carbon, nitrogen, things that we want to track, and even little microorganisms, they're very small, and carbon and nitrogen is non-visual. You can't see it unless it's radioactive. Okay. And so to avoid the use of radioactive materials, exactly. I use what are called little nanoparticles, and they're called quantum dots.
Quantum dots. Wow.
Quantum dots, that's correct. So I guess I'll explain what a quantum dot is. It's just a very small piece of metal. It's a semiconducting piece of metal. And by very small, I mean it's just a couple nanometers, up to maybe 10 nanometers big. And what that means is, if you think about a DNA molecule, which already we think of as being very, very small, the nucleic acids that make up that DNA molecule, they're about a nanometer big. And so it's just a couple of those big. It's extremely small. And it's highly fluorescent. The whole reason that it's called a quantum dot is it has a really, really high quantum yield, up to like 96%. And by quantum yield, I mean that if you hit it with energy, like UV light, so a black light, if you're out dancing and there's a black light on, that's a UV light.
Yeah.
If you hit it with a UV light, it'll give you something like 96% of that energy back as fluorescence.
So where do these? Because it would be cool for me to go to a club and then I don't know, get a suit on with quantum dots. I mean, where do these quantum dots come from? Do you inject them then in plants, or how does that work?
Exactly. So because now we have a visual way to track this carbon and nitrogen, and then there's a lot of visual techniques, but some of them you can just see with your naked eye. So exactly, you can take these quantum dots out, especially the non-toxic ones, and inject them in the soil, and you can then look at the bacteria, the fungi, and even the plants that take it up. You now have a fluorescent plant, and you know where the nutrients are. So let's say we wanted to look at nitrogen. We would attach nitrogen to the surface of the quantum dot and inject it in the soil, look at it after it's being taken up by a plant. You can just go out, especially if it's in a dark atmosphere, and look and physically see with your naked eye the quantum dots inside of the plant.
Is this something really cool? Is this something that you will be demonstrating as well in tomorrow's Biotalk?
I thought about it. If I can get it to work, I'll bring some glowing plants with me. That's absolutely true.
Is there another application in real life that regular persons such as me will be able to see? Or is it just plants?
Sanders, there are so many applications of using these nanoparticles. So I can just maybe list a couple for you. So if you think about solar panels. Remember I said the energy of these is so strong, they transfer energy so quickly. So solar panels right now with the semiconductors that are in them, they're very expensive. Everybody's like, oh, I would love to have solar panels, but they're very expensive. Using quantum dot technology, they're able to double the efficiency of a solar panel, and then it's only like $100 a square foot. It's extremely cheap and extremely efficient. So that's one application. And then I like how you're talking earlier, you could just go to a club and see people.
Yeah.
One of the things that a lot of governments are looking at, especially when you think about all these people in the Army and in police forces that have night vision, a lot of these quantum dots you can tune. One of the key characteristics of using a quantum dot is what color it emits is tunable of any spectrum of the rainbow, all the way from near ultraviolet all the way into the infrared. So meaning that if you make a paint out of it or a clothing out of these quantum dots that are near infrared, and you label your assets that are friendly with this, when they have their night vision goggles on, everything's glowing just like in a video game. You
cool.
can have like all your good guys green and all the bad guys red. These are things.
Wow.
So they're using it for stuff like that, solar panels, these types of applications. Also TVs, if you think about LED lights.
Yeah.
They're now making quantum dot LEDs, which are, I think they're like 25-fold more efficient and more bright than LEDs that are on the market now. And when I think of LEDs, I think they're already pretty bright. But now they're even 25-fold more bright. And what that means is we would be able to use much less energy to run things like our TV. I think the idea is they want to run TVs off much smaller amounts of energy, something like the same amount of energy that it would take to run a clock.
Wow.
You could. So
amazing,
these are.
Amazing
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tomorrow, I mean, what are the details if I want to go and listen to you?
So I think food starts at 7 o'clock. I don't know if anyone's ever been to Mediamatic, but it's amazing. And the people there are incredible. So I think the food and things, drinks will start at 7 o'clock. And I think the talks start at 8.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
And have a lot of fun.
No, thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.